about 400 people, some carrying flags that said live, free, and peace, marched through the San Francisco Financial District in a May Day celebration organized by two social activist groups, Reclaim the Streets, and the witchcraft tradition called the Reclaiming Collective. The marchers shut down the intersection in front of the Metreon, a complex of boutiques, restaurants, and Sony IMAX theaters. There they danced around a maypole and smashed old televisions. The weather was perfect and the cops were mellow. It was part political protest, part pagan ritual, and all party.
I think you're hooked on our weather here. You haven't gone back to Wisconsin.
It's nice weather.
How's the busking business?
The cops are nicer than in Wisconsin, too.
Who's nicer than in Wisconsin?
The cops here, surprisingly enough.
What do the cops do in Wisconsin that you don't like?
Well, they won't let me play my saxophone.
People have grave needs, you know. There's so much poverty in this country. It's really frightening for an Australian to be so directly confronted with what it's like at the heart of capitalism in the richest country in the world. All of these desperate people on the streets.
What's this about?
It's about a boycott being called by farm workers in Florida who picked tomatoes for Taco Bell. And they're asking people to help support the boycott by not eating there, but not just support the boycott by not eating there, but to take action against Taco Bell and show Taco Bell that as consumers, we care a lot about how people are treated who pick the food that goes into our mouths.
Corporate media is racist, sexist, homophobic, just like the Nazis.
I passed by a woman passing out figs. This is the first march that was catered on the hoof I've ever been to. Whose idea was this?
This is Food Not Bombs. We like to cater every march that we can. Whenever we know about something going on, if we can get the people together, we try and come out and bring some food.
It's a May Day party. What do you think?
It's great.
You're looking rather serious. Don't you wish you could party right now?
Yeah, I guess I would. But, you know, I have to go home. It's been a long day, and I got to go home and get see my kids. So I'll have some fun when I get home.
No more for monkey suits! Watch out for monkey suits! Monkey suits, who are they?
Well, answer the question for me. Monkey suits, who are they?
Monkey suits are pretty much everyone who believes the current mainstream, and which is pretty much an illusion, a myth that everyone, for the most part, that is the mainstream follows, and that is the illusion that everything's hunky-dory, and that those people who don't believe so are actually freaks. And so the monkey suits are those people who live by the religion that everything is hunky-dory.
We're resurrecting May Day to honor the workers of the world for the work that they provide. They hold this crazy planet together. And May Day is the actual day that honors us. Dovetailing with today, vis-a-vis KPFA, a number of activists who support KPFA and the True Pacifica against the evil predations of the Pacifica National Board were out at Two Embarcadero at Epstein, Becker, and Green. And we were protesting this premier union-busting law firm on this day to honor workers for their awful, disgusting, vile role in trying to destroy Pacifica.
I'm Kelly O'Ramaris for the San Francisco IMC.